Hello there. Welcome to the Monday edition of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. I'm excited to be with you for the next 5 minutes. And today I'm going to do something that I don't ordinarily do, so I got to get right to it. I want to read both the first reading and the gospel from today's daily mass, because there's a common theme that ties both of them together. So let me just get right to it. And before I do that, tell you that the theme that I take out of these readings today, and that's the theme of the show, it's giving in to pressure, giving in to pressure from others. The first reading comes from the first book of Maccabees, and it starts all the way in the beginning. Maccabees, the first book of Maccabees, chapter 1, beginning in verse 10. From the descendants of Alexander's officers, there sprang a sinful offshoot, Antiochus Epiphanes, son of King Antiochus, once a hostage at Rome. He became king in the year 137 of the kingdom of the Greeks. In those days there appeared in Israel men who were breakers of the law, and they seduced many people, saying, "Let us go and make an alliance with the Gentiles all around us. Since we separated from them, many evils have come upon us." The proposal was agreeable. Some from among the people promptly went to the king, and he authorized them to introduce the way of living of the Gentiles. And briefly, because I don't have a lot of time to go into this, but briefly, what we're seeing here are the Israelites, the Jews, who are adopting the practices of the Gentiles, those who don't believe in the one true God, you know, the pagans, really, and the idol worship and the various ungodly practices of those surrounding them. It's not a good idea. All right, back to the reading. Thereupon, they built a gymnasium in Jerusalem according to the Gentile custom. So the Gentile customs are infiltrating the Jewish worship practices. They covered over the mark of their circumcision and abandoned the Holy Covenant. They allied themselves with the Gentiles and sold themselves to wrongdoing. Then the king wrote to the whole kingdom that all should be one people, each abandoning his particular customs. All the Gentiles conformed to the command of the king, and many children of Israel were in favor of his religion. They sacrificed to idols and profaned the Sabbath. On the 15th day of the month Kislev, in the year 145, the king erected the horrible abomination upon the altar of burnt offerings. And in the surrounding cities of Judah, they built pagan altars. They also burned incense at the doors of the houses and in the streets. Any scrolls of the law which they found, they tore up and burnt. Whoever was found with the scroll of the covenant and whoever observed the law was condemned to death by royal decree. But many in Israel were determined and resolved in their hearts not to eat anything unclean. They preferred to die rather than to be defiled with unclean food or to profane the Holy Covenant. And they did die. Terrible affliction was upon Israel. So what we see here is many of the Israelites selling out to the pagan culture and conforming to their pagan practices. But we have a faithful group within the Israelite community who say, I'm loyal to God, and I'm not going to give in to the pressure. All right, let me do the gospel now. Luke chapter 18, verses 35 through 43. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, son of David, have pity on me." Now listen to this. The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. They were pressuring him to stop calling out to Jesus. But what did he do? He kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. When he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." Pressure. We feel it all around us. Are we going to give in to the pressure of the culture, or are we going to stay faithful to the Lord? Talk to you next time.